Welcome back, everybody, to Cairo Nights. My name's Aaron Mason. You're G. Scott, DB on the boards, playing these sweet, sweet, sweet tunes. It is the end of the 8 o'clock hour, and just like we do every night, it is time for
Wheel of Segments!
That's right, it can be question of the day, unpopular opinion, what's on your mind, news you can use. All of our staple segments are on the wheel, and we are going to spin it and see what today's will be. You, out there listening, Cairo Knights family, you can text the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. Let us know what your thoughts are. But first, let's spin the wheel. It's question of the day.
It's time to ask the question of the day. It's time to ask the question of the day.
My question to you two in the studio and you out there listening is, what is your least favorite quality in a person? What's your least favorite quality in a person? Again, text in 98973. G. Scott.
When they're rude.
Yeah.
Bad manners.
Yeah.
When they're rude. I think that is, like, no matter your circumstance or where you are in life, right? You can not be rude. Like, it costs no money to be a kind person. You go to a restaurant or something like that and someone messes up on your order. I mean, what are you going to do? Right?
Right.
Like, what's the point of being nasty with them? I bring up that because my sister and mom aren't listening right now, but they are the worst.
Oh.
They are the absolute worst.
And that's so embarrassing when you're there.
Yeah, I can't stand it. So that's my thing with people. Rude people.
Mm.
That's my pet peeve.
That's a solid answer. DB.
You know, gee, mine sort of goes along with yours. In the service industry, I worked in a restaurant for 4.5 years and still work at a Starbucks where I am definitely serving people. And being entitled, I think, is the big one. And that kind of goes hand in hand with being rude, of just expecting service and expecting a certain amount of people dealing with your nonsense of, like, in a restaurant. Especially the restaurant I worked at was in a very sort of ritzy neighborhood of Montlake where people would come in and they assumed that they would have a table. They would start walking towards a table and it was, we have a host. We have a host stand. It's very clear that the host is seating people, and yet people would just walk directly to tables, walk directly, just go up to a server and just ask, order something as the server standing there trying to take someone else's order or trying to punch in another order. And it's, to me, it really just shows a lack of any sort of awareness that anyone else's life matters in any way. And that's just really, really frustrating. I've worked with a couple people who are like that as well.
I think it's pretty safe to say that anyone who, at least this has been my experience, that anyone who acts that way at a restaurant has never worked in the service industry. That anyone who is a jerk, they've never had to deal with what's happening on the other side of that equation.
Even sometimes if you do have someone who's worked in the service industry, I think that just comes with the entitlement, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
People that are entitled, yeah. No matter what they've done or what they've seen, they act that way. What do you got, Mace?
My least favorite quality in a person is cynicism. I hate, it's just the worst when someone is just pessimistic, assumes the worst. That to me is gross. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. If someone does or says something to me that I don't like, I go, well, maybe they didn't mean it. I don't know where they're coming from. I hate I hear it a lot, that when a news story happens or there's something going on, that people are just like, oh, well, this and that, and like, well, we might as well not, like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep a positive attitude and move forward. I That's gross to me. That's like kryptonite to me. It just makes me feel awful.
You know, growing up, they used to say, you ever heard this? Sticks and stones might break my bones, mm-hmm. but words will never hurt me. That's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
That is the biggest lie in the world. Words attach to the heart. As a matter of fact, words can hurt, usually hurt, more than sticks and stones. Sticks, you know, someone can say something to you today, and it could stick with you for 20-plus years. So I get what you're saying about that. And that type of attitude and those things, that's why the older you get, that's why I think the less friends we have as adults, right?
Right.
Like when you're younger, you're like, oh, I got all these friends. And then when you're older, you're like, you know what? I only got a couple friends, because you want to make sure that you're keeping your domain, keeping a positive energy around yourself.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely. Some of the texts that's come in, 207 says, lack of humor. I don't talk to people who don't have any humor at all, who can't take a joke. That's pretty good. Man, a lot of texts come in on this one. My goodness. All right.
Someone said nose rings.
What's wrong with nose rings? I mean, I don't have them. What's wrong with that?
That's not really a quality either. Yeah, is a nose ring a quality?
Yeah. I like it.
360, when people think the rules don't apply to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
253, laziness. Then complaining about being broke. You're lazy? You should expect to be broke. Actually, I know a lot of lazy people that aren't broke.
Uh-huh.
I'm dead serious. And I know a lot of hardworking people that are. Coming up next, we got the best of my Northwest. That's right, the writers come in and they hang out with us. Listen to Carol Knights. I'm G. Scott. That's Aaron Mason.